Easter is kind of tough for Unitarian Universalists. It always is. Yes, there are chocolate bunnies for some, new white shoes for other people. I, for one, really enjoy a good Easter brunch. But some of us do wonder about finding a deeper meaning for Easter. I mean, for those of us who do not believe that Jesus actually physically came back from the dead, what does this holiday give us besides a chance to eat and dress up? Well, I was musing on this topic the other day, and the answer came to me. It was while I was reading Facebook, which I admit I spend way too much time doing. Facebook is a great source of wisdom for me, actually. One of my friends posted a question about the idea of hope. She asked if having hope is just a platitude. Was hope just a way to be in denial about how terrible things are, a kind of denial that some groups can use to keep us from really being most unhappy and rising up against oppressors? Or is hope a way for folks to imagine a better world, a way to keep from feeling so shut down? Does hope still help us to stay empowered, help us with striving for a better world? And at that point, when I was reading that Facebook post, long stream, I realized that hope is what I celebrate on Easter. More about that later. My Facebook friend's query about hope got a lot of responses. It was quite the big one. There were some folks who didn't say much good about the idea of hope. Some really did say the idea of hope is to keep us pacified, keeps us from thinking of a future that will be better, keeps us from addressing the problems we have in the present. Some said it could be an obstacle that keeps us from action. They thought if we stay in the spirit of hope, we will not get in touch with that anger that we need, that's justified in order to notice how things are so bad. There was a sentiment from some that if things were really okay now, with no oppression, no terrible things, we wouldn't need so much hope. The Native American poet and activist, John Turdell, was cited as someone who said that the diseased state of our modern life and the system we live in is so filled with greed and aggression that it has people spiritually disconnected. They have lost the spiritual aspect of life, and they've let these bad things take over. And when the spirit gets eaten away, that we're nothing but the walking dead. At that point, he says, hope really does seem to be lost. Alexander Pope said, blessed are those who expect nothing, for they shall never be disappointed. Does that mean hope is just a setup? A way to not feel let down when a new day doesn't bring a better world? Well, I know that these are tough times. The political dialogue in this nation the last few months has been even more disturbing than usual. There's been so much hate spewed forth. My gosh, even between supporters of candidates who are really not that far apart, there's been just such vile tossed around. And there's been some strange and disturbing talk from some of our nation's leaders. Some leaders who seem to be advocating legalized discrimination. They talk about discriminating against women, poor people, people of color, people who don't follow their particular religious path. And then there are the ongoing terrorist attacks, people who recently lost their lives in Belgium. It's just another one in a string of tragic bombings and shootings across the globe. Watching the news, or even, yes, reading my Facebook, it can lead to feelings of hopelessness. You might see little to inspire your sense of hope. And I understand these feelings. I truly do. But I want to share with you what I wrote on this friend's Facebook page on this topic of hope when it came up. I said, even in hard times as we experience today, I believe there is always cause for hope. It's part of what motivates us to make things better. Without hope, there is no sense of purpose. I truly believe this. Hope is what allows us to imagine a better future that could possibly be. If we don't believe a better future is possible, then we can't strive for it, work for it, fight for it. Without that striving and working and fighting, what better future can we possibly have? It surely never will be. It's only when we believe that it's possible that we can be motivated to try and bring about a better world. I mean, where would we be if our suffragette forebears had felt there was just no hope in women ever being able to vote? If they saw it was just a hopeless cause, if Susan B. Anthony had not had hope, I would not be able to vote in the upcoming elections. If Jonas Salk had not had hope that something could be done to find a way to keep children from being crippled and dying of polio, we would still have hospitals full of little children with iron lung machines to keep them alive. And, you know, Salk gave his cure away for free. He didn't do it for money. He did it to save lives and build a better world. If we didn't have any hope of building a better world, I couldn't get up here in this pulpit and face you guys. I couldn't do this sacred task of helping us all try to find meaning out of our lives. Without hope, I could not do it. Others on that fateful Facebook conversation had similar feelings. Many therapists spoke up about the importance of hope in helping people find a way to not only maintain their will to live, but a functional mental state. People shared how feeling terribly hopeless can really just be an awful experience. And people made a distinction, of course, between hope and simple wishful thinking. Wishing is nice. Wishing is nice, but hope is more deeply rooted in this spiritual strength for many, many people. Hope, I think, is stronger than a wish. It's connected to the source. It's more substantial. One person said hope is a mature manifestation of faith. And I like the idea that hope and faith, they give each other backbone and strength. Many of you might be familiar with the poem by Emily Dickinson. Hope is a thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without words and never stops. All. The sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash that little bird that keeps so many warm. I've heard into the chillest land, on the strangest sea, yet never in eternity it asked a crumb of me. In this poem, Dickinson talks of hope having a special saving relationship within the human soul. No matter how bad the storm or the chill wind, hope is still there to keep and tend our need for comfort. Emily Dickinson speaks of it being a visitor, unbidden to the heart. And a miracle is that hope never asks for payment or praise. Its strength is steadfast, regardless. One phrase in this Facebook feed on hope that I liked a whole lot said, "The path is made by walking it." Love that. We don't know that our striving for a better world will have the results we want. But sometimes just the act of trying does, in some way, help our vision to become a reality. We try, and that inspires others to try, and then that's what can make things happen. I think about those social movements where just a few people stood up and did the right thing. Pretty soon there's a wave of people walking the right path that grows into something that then changes the world. In thinking about a good example, I thought about the great Montgomery bus boycotts. Yes, now Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King did have that plotted for a while. It was not a spontaneous act. But of course, King and Parks didn't know if it would work, but they gave it a try. One woman arrested on one day for sitting in the white part of the bus grew into a boycott of a bus system in one city that then changed the direction of racial justice all over the country. And there were so many silent helpers in that bus boycott. People who shared their cars, gave rides to enable those African American workers to still get through their job without the help of the buses. And all those people who didn't have a ride, who just plain walked, they had faith that things could be different for themselves and their families. If they didn't have faith, they would have just gotten on the next bus and saved the shoe leather. To heck with the boycott. Nothing's going to change anyway. Because they had hope and faith in action. Their hope and faith inspired them, and things did change. They're not every place they need to be yet, but they did change. I think Barack Obama talks about hope really well. He said, hope is not blind optimism. It's not ignoring the enormity of the task ahead or the roadblocks that stand in our path. It's not sitting on the sidelines or shirking from a fight. Hope is that thing inside us that insists, despite the evidence to the contrary, that something better awaits us if we have the courage to reach for it and to work for it and to fight for it. Hope is the belief that destiny will not be written for us, but by us, by men and women who are not content to settle for the world as it is, but who have the courage to remake the world as it should be. Yes, I agree. Hope is what allows us to create a better world. I once heard a minister say that hope is the business that we're in as religious folks. When people are hurting, when people are frightened, overwhelmed, they seek religious community in which to feel some solace and find some healing and find a way to make meaning out of all of it. We Unitarian Universalists know that the world is going to get better only if we do a lot of the heavy lifting as human beings. So, we religious people, we are peddlers of hope, among other things, because hope is one of the essential ingredients in the work we do. Other religious traditions also look to hope as essential to their faith. One of my colleagues said a Zen master told him that he needed to find at least one source of joy every day of his life. It could be a tree in bloom, could be the face of a cute baby, anything that brings you joy. But joy is essential to not giving into despair. It feeds that spirit of hope. It's one of the reasons why I really love doing child dedication services like this, when we did today. And I especially like doing them at Easter. When we do dedications of our children, we pledge ourselves to these little children. We pledge ourselves to a better future for ourselves and for them. We're investing hope in a new life, that and children remind us of that new life in our community. And it's not by accident that I'm talking to you about hope on Easter Sunday. As I mentioned earlier, I think hope is one of the big lessons of Easter. In the spring, after a long winter of darkness and cold, we begin to see the bulbs flowering in the yard, green shoots on the trees, the tulip trees and the camellias outside at Woof are magnificent. The days are getting longer and warmer. If you believed that the winter would go on forever, there is proof that it will not. The weather and the season is changing. The spring goddess, Ostara or Ishtar or however you pronounce it, wherever you come from, sounds a little bit like Easter if you say it just right. She's been welcomed back to the earth all over the world at this time of year, promising the warmer, milder days to come. In some parts of the world, she's called Persephone. In some places, Dubar. In some places, Puja. But in all places, the spring goddess brings us new life born again and hope for the renewal of the earth. And in the tradition in which I was raised, Easter is the day we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Now, I happen actually to be a big fan of Jesus and his work. I will not be celebrating his physical resurrection from the dead on this holiday. I believe we honor the work and sacrifice of this great prophet and man of justice by admitting that he was killed by the Roman government in order to stop him and his followers from the work they were doing to change society. Yes, he was killed and he stayed dead. But at Easter, I do find hope in the fact that his message of love and justice continues to be a source of inspiration to so many people all over the world. The man Jesus died 2,000 years ago, but his words, "Blessed are the peacemakers, let he who is without sin cast the first stone, love your neighbor as yourself," these words live on. And these words are part of what give me hope every year at Easter. That is part of what I celebrate as a Unitarian Universalist on Easter morning. The spirit of hope. It's evident in the natural world and in the stories from many traditions. It's evident in human history. May we find hope today. May our hope take up residence in our hearts and our souls and give us strength to build a better world. May it be so.